So if you are stuck in traffic, keep your eyes open for a giant banana, or rather a giant banana on four tires. Remember that book, Cars and Trucks and Things That Go by Richard Scarry? Well, Steve Braithwaite from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, has built an actual working banana mobile, without Bananas Gorilla, of course, and he's planning to drive it around the world next spring, in part for fun and in part for charity. The idea for the big banana car came to Braithwaite a few years ago when he was in a gas station paying for a fill-up, and near the cash register, he noticed a bowl of bananas.
And I'd never really noticed before, but a lot of the bananas, instead of being that curvy boomerang shape that you think of, they actually curved at the back, but then they ran fairly straight. So I picked one of these up, and I'm holding it and examining it from every angle, thinking, I could build a car this shape. The wheels would go there, the passengers, the engine. Not realizing, the line ahead of me had completely cleared, and I'm now standing in the middle of the store with 10 people behind me, and the lady had to prod me in the shoulder and tell me, buddy, it's your turn.
All right, so how did you do it? How did you actually create a banana mobile? What did you do?
I ended up buying a 1993 Ford F-150 and using that as the donor vehicle.
You just took the entire body out of the car, and you were just left with the chassis.
Yes, so all the important parts were still there. I just needed then to fabricate an enormous banana on top of that chassis. Why do you keep laughing? Everybody keeps laughing at me. I thought this was perfectly normal.
So how did you get the? So now, how did you get the banana around the Ford F-150?
I took the banana that I chose as my model, sliced it, drew around all the slices, put those into my computer, and enlarged them onto sheets of plywood, cut those out with a jigsaw, and then fitted those wooden forms to the Ford frame. Then covered it with chicken wire. Sprayed the chicken wire with urethane foam, and then fiberglassed on top of that.
It actually looks like a banana. It's not like a cartoon banana. It's like a real huge banana that could feed an entire city on wheels.
Exactly. If they saw it off in the distance, I wanted them to think it was actually a banana that was just 5 feet away.
Now, you have a plan to take the car around the world. What's the point of the trip?
There is no point. Absolutely no point whatsoever. If there is a point, it's just to have a blast.
What are some of the countries that you're gonna go through? What's your route?
I kind of have an idea inside my head, but this is what's going to happen. When we meet people and we tell them, oh, tomorrow we're going to be going to such and such a place, they're going to say, oh, no, go to somewhere, some other place. My brother lives there. He'll look after you. He'll put you up. And so it's going to be a very zigzaggy route, I have no doubt. I want to take a more northerly route that would take us through the Czech Republic, Slovakia, the Ukraine, Russia, and maybe Mongolia into China. My brother, he has these romantic notions of following the old Silk Trail, which would be a more southerly route. So we would drop down to the Mediterranean, go through Turkey, and then cross the Caspian Sea and take some of the Stan countries to China that way. I kind of like that idea. It takes us near Spain, and I love paella, so I'd like to stop one night and have paella for dinner, but I have no clue, really, what route we're going to take.
That's Steve Braithwaite. He plans to drive around the world with his brother Spade. You can get updates on their journey on Twitter at Big Banana Car. Steve Braithwaite, thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you very much indeed.
We hope to see you in Washington when you come through here.
Washington sounds brilliant.
But she says, bananas, just give me bananas, those lovely bananas, that's the food for me.
Oh, yes.
I love bananas, big ripe bananas, delicious bananas, that's the food for me.
She never partakes of mussels. She hates wingles and strongly objects to cockles. She thinks capers awful and oughtn't to be tolerated.